when you gimel amid aleph, four lines in the top. But we need to review a little bit of before to understand what's going on over here. The Gemara says a story took place. A man comes over to a woman and gives her a mat of hadassim, of myrtles. And he says, he gives it to her, and he says, I'm a kadosh asleep. So the people said, but it's not worth the pruta. It's not a good kadosh. So he said, but there's money in there. There's four golden coins in there. So become a kadosh to me with the four golden coins in it. So the Gemara says she took it, and she kept quiet. So the other said, it's not a good kadosh.
She knew about the coins?
Now she does. Before she didn't know. No, before she didn't know. Now she knows about the coins. So Rava said it's not a good kedushin. Why isn't it a good kedushin? Because it's silent after the money was given. In other words, like we learned last time, not all silence is admission. Right? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. So if it's at the time of money, he gives her the money and she takes the kedushin and she doesn't say yes, no, nothing, then it's mukadeshes. But here, the money is coming after he gave it to her. That shtika, Rava says, is not considered a valid kedusha. So the Gemara says, where do I know this din from? What's my source of this din? That shtika la'ach and matan mois, that silence after the money was given is worthless. He said, because there's a din like this. A guy gives a woman pikadin. Gives her a coin to watch. He says, do me a favor, watch this coin. Afterwards, he says, become a kodesh to me with it. Okay? So it says like this. If it's at the time he gave her the money, it's kedushin. If it's not, then it's not kedushin. Then the Gemara says like this. After the money was given, if she wants, it's good. If she doesn't want, it's not good. Okay? That means he first gives her the money to hold. Then afterwards, 10 minutes, an hour, it doesn't matter. Not at the same time, though. He says, you know something? With this money that I gave you to watch, become a kodesh to me. So the Braisa says, if she wants, it's a good kedushin. If she doesn't want, it's not a good kedushin. So the Gemara says, what is wanting and not wanting? If wanting means yes, that she says yes. And not wanting means she says no. So of course if she says no, it's not Mekudesh. She said no. So therefore we must say
she was silent.
Huh? That she was silent. Ratzasa means Ratzasa means she was said yes. Laidatasa is she was silent.
Okay.
You'd give him another. So that's what Rava says it must mean. So over there you see that if she was quiet after the money was given, it's not a good kedushin. That was Rava's source to say that if a woman is quiet after the money was given, it's not a good acceptance of kedushin. So the Gemara says
she has to rarely say anything?
She doesn't have to say. But he can't say it all the sub means no, because of course if it's no, then she says no.
You don't have to say.
No, then even if Bishas Mais, if she said no, it's not good.
There's no question about it.
Yeah. Even at the time he gives it to her, she says no.
But for it to be yes, she must specify, because otherwise anyone could hand it.
That's only afterwards, though. Not at the time.
Bishas Mais, she has to.
Bishas Mais, she doesn't say yes.
Under the chuppah, she doesn't say yes.
That's what she doesn't say yes. Because it's at the time he's giving it to her.
So what did we say about Rava? If she wants, it has to have been a yes. If she doesn't want, it has to have been a silence. What did Rava mean?
No, so Rava said, what does it mean? That Leidatza said she was quiet, and still it's no good. Because it's not at the time of Matan Morris. Oh. So that's what Rava proves so far. And therefore in the case of the guy that did it with the Hadassim, and it wasn't worth the prut, and then they found out there was money in it. And then he says afterwards, but there's money in it. But now he's not giving it to her because he already gave it to her. It's not good. Okay? So the Gemara asks a question on Rava's dinam. Kasha Bebefum Nahara, five lines in the top of Yud Gimel Amid Aleph. Kasha by Pumnara Mishmed Rabhuna Bred Rav Yeshua. In the town of Pumnara, they asked a question on Rav's din in the name of Rabhuna Bred Rav Yeshua. Says, me dummy, how can you compare the case of Pikodin to the case of the Hadassim when the guy gave him the Hadassim? He says like this. Hasam Bateris Pikodin Yavinu Nehali. Over there by the case of the Pikodin, he gave it to her to watch. Right? The second case. He gave it to her to watch. So therefore, Savra, she thinks, Ishadinalu, if I throw it back to him, Umidbaren is going to break, Mechaivabuhu, I'm going to have to pay for it. So of course over there it's no good. Really, maybe she would have thrown it back. Why didn't she throw it back? She said, because if I throw it back, I'm going to have to pay for it. You gave it to me to watch. If I throw it back, I'm going to have to break it. It's going to break. I'm going to have to pay for it.
She actually has to throw it back?
No, if she didn't. Ha-ha, but over here, by the myrtle mat, by the adasim, but there is kedushin yavin alei. He gave it to her as kedushin. V'isa delei nichalei, and if she doesn't like it, l'shadina, let her drop it. Let her throw it back. Because she's not obligated to pay for it. Yes, if I give you something to watch, if I give you something to watch, yeah, and you break it, you have to pay for it. But if I give you something not to watch, I say here, and you don't want it, and you throw it back, you don't have to pay for it.
I mean, there's no obligation?
No. That's what the Gemara is saying now.
You broke my object.
So therefore, he says like this, by Pekodin, you know why it's no good? Because what options did she have? Throw it back? She's afraid of breaking. She'd have to pay for it. By Kedushin, she could have thrown it back, and she didn't. So why can't you say that silence is acceptance? Why now she found out there's coins in it. Let her accept it.
Why is there a chance of breakage? Why can't she just hand it over? Why
because it can get lost and go down the sewer, whatever.
She gave it to him.
Why do you assume
she hands it to him.
Yeah, why do we assume that she's going
to throw it?
Why does she have to throw it? Why can't she just hand it back in both cases?
Because when people get angry, they throw things.
She doesn't have to angrily reject, does she?
The Gemara asks a very simple. The Gemara asks a different question. You think women are scholars to know this halachic difference? But if it's a pikadon and you throw it, she's going to have to pay. And here she's going to think here she also has to pay. What's that? Do all the women know such a din? Even by the Hadassim, she's going to think, if I take it and I throw it, I'm going to have to pay for it. That's what she thinks. Hello. Okay, then the Gemara says, okay, so now we don't know, is Rava right or is Rava wrong? Right? That's Shtika Lachamat Mois. So, Shalcha Ravacha Barav Lekamek de Ravina, so Ravacha Barav sent to Shalot Ravina, Begahai Gavna Mai. What's the din? By the case of the Hadassim, when there's money inside, you know that. Is it Mekudeshes? Is it not Mekudeshes? Shalach Lei said like this. We never knew of Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua's question on Rav's din. We only heard Rav's din. That Rav said a din that shtika after the giving of the money is not shtika. It's not acceptance. Asun the shemilachu, but you guys have heard about it. Chushala, you need to be afraid of it. Meaning, she would need a get from this guy if she wants to marry somebody else. What happened over here? A guy comes to a lady, gives her hadassim, right? And says that at mukadeshesli. So Gemara says, it's not good, it's not a pruta. So Gemara says, no, that's the guy. So you tell him it's not a pruta. So he says, 1 minute, but there's money in there. Right? So she takes it and it's quiet. So Rava said, it's not a good kedushin. Right? According to Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua's question, he maintains it is a good kedushin. Because she did accept the money and she was quiet, even though it's after the giving of the money, he holds it's good. So he asked her, Shaila, now, is that a good kedushin or not in that case? Right? So Ravina answered, listen, we only knew of Rav's din. We never heard any questioning on it. So we paskin like Rav that it's not a good kedushin. But you people that heard Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua's question, that maybe shtika after the giving of the money is a good shtika, is acceptance, you need that this guy should give a get if this woman wants to marry somebody else. If she wants to marry him, it's no big deal. We do the kedushin and get married. But if she wants to marry somebody else, that's the question. Even would you need a get from him or not?
Even according to Rav Huna, she has to do another kedushin? It's just a shayla.
No, Rav Huna holds, according to Rav, it's 100% not a good kedushin.
Because at the time he gave it to her, she didn't know.
She didn't know. And by the time she knew, he didn't give her anything.
It wasn't a worth it.
Proof. Correct.
And if you learn straight from Rav?
According to Rav's din, it's not a valid kedushin at all.
You said the same thing. Ravina says it's not.
No, Ravina said like this. We heard Rav's din only, so we only know Rav's din that it's not a good kedushin. You heard Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua who questions Rav's din, so then you would need she would need a get if she wants to marry the next guy. Or like we had before in the Gemara, she accepted kedushin from the second guy.
Rav Huna was a contemporary of Rav.
Yeah. Okay, now the Gemara tells a story like this. One of his stories, these crazy stories in the Gemara about Kedushin cases. It's a very simple Gemara. There's a woman that Kamazabna Vashichi. She was selling silk ribbons. Or like it brings down, Rabbeinu Chananel says it was pearls. The Bible, she was selling something. Also, who Gavra, so the man came. He grabbed one of her pearls or one of her silk ribbons. She said to him, Havanelli, give it back to me, you ganef. You know, the guy pushed it, grabbed it from her, he said, give it back. So the guy says to her, listen, even Allah mekudeshesli. If I give it back to you, will become mekudeshes to me with it? Shekalte, she took it, the ishtik, and she kept quiet. She didn't say yes, she didn't say no. So now the question is it a good kedushin or not? Rav Nachman said, the woman has a right to say, in shakla, yeah, of course I took it back, but it's mine. You didn't give me anything. Kedusha means the man has to give the woman something. Here, the guy grabbed her stuff. He stole something from her, basically. Gives it back to her, says it out mukadeshously. He never gave her anything. So Rav Nachman said, the woman technically can say, yeah, it's mine.
If somebody steals something, it becomes his.
One second.
The question is, why did
the case
become Rabbi
Nachman?
Any rabbis?
No, because Gemara says, Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi asked this question from Rabbi Nachman. We see in a halacha that you're wrong. Where do we find it? Mm-hmm. It's a braisa that says, Kitcha begezel, b'chamas b'gnevam. If a man did kedushin to a woman with stolen goods, or by robbery, extortion. Chomas is when you pay for it. Or
ubegneva. What do you mean you pay for it? Chomas?
Yeah. A chamsin is when I come to your house, I'm a nice ganav. Uh-huh. Ganav means I just take it.
Yeah.
Gazan is broad daylight ganav at night, yeah? Chomas, I come to your house, I like your gemara. So I walk into your house, I put down $10 and I take your gemara.
Uh-huh.
I pay for it.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's stealing.
Yeah, there's no agreement.
It's still chamsin. So it says like this. If a man did kedushin with stolen goods, it's a good kedushin. Or, the braisa continues. No, explain why in a second. A shechot of seller miyod of a kitcha, or he grabbed a seller from her hand and gave her back for kedushin, mikudeshes.
If she accepts it.
Yeah, he gave it. Here also she accepted it when he gave it back.
Well, she says give it back or she says yeah.
She didn't say anything.
She doesn't say anything.
Here she says give it back to me.
She
didn't
say give it back to me and she that's not kedushin, is it?
No, but then he says I'll give it back to you if you become a kedushin to me and he gives it back. And she accepted it.
But she didn't say anything. Right.
So Rav Nachman said she's not a kedushin. So Rav says in the Brice it says clearly that in such a case it is a kedushin.
Is or isn't?
Is.
That's the custom.
I'll be din. You don't need to do it. If it's bottom line of Shavu Pruta, it's good. If it's not, it's not. But this mamash, I mean, this is really a question, open question of Nachman. Here it says clearly, the man took something from her and gave it back to her, it's Mekudeshes. Why can't she say that it's mine? Sigmar says, no, there's a big difference. Hasim b'dishadach. Over there speaking, you know when it's good? They're speaking about getting married. And the woman accepted to get married. Then he grabbed something from her, and he gave it back. So then it's Mekudeshes. Here, this case was, she's selling ribbons or pearls. A guy comes out of the clear blue, grabs it away from her, and then they're not talking about marriage.
There's no previous agreement.
There's no even discussion about marriage. So over here, Rav Nachman says, it's not Mekudeshes. She took it back. Yeah, she says it's mine.
It's hers, yeah.
But they're not talking about Kedushin. So the Gemara says, where do we see such a difference that if they're talking about Kedushin or not? How do I know? Rav Nachman says, there's a difference if they're talking about Kedushin or not from a Braisa. It says, a man says to a woman, take the seller that I owe you. A man owed a woman money. Yeah? He owed her $10. He gives her $10 and says, take this money that I owe you. And a minute later he says, his kachalibai, become a kodeshes to me. So the din is, Bishas Matan Mois, if he, when he gave her the money, he made the proposal of Kedushin, Ratasa, if she wanted, Mekudeshes. It's good Kedushin. Lay Ratasa, ain't a Mekudeshes. If she didn't want, it's not good. La'acha Matan Mois, 1 second. After, if it wasn't at the time he gave her the money, Afilu Ratasa, even if she wanted, so this Braisa says the following day before the Gemara is going to explain the Braisa. A guy comes over to a woman and says, here, I owe you $10. Here's the money I owe you. Then he says, become a Kadeshus to me.
With the $10 I gave you.
With the $10 I just gave you.
Oh, afterwards.
No, 1 minute. So the Braisa says like this. If he said it when he gave her the money, not 10 minutes later, when he gave her the money, he says, here's the $10 I owe you, become Mekudeshes to me with it. Then it says, if she wanted, it's a good Kedushin. If she doesn't want, it's not a good Kedushin. If he gave it, and 10 minutes later he says, Mekudeshesli, even if she wanted, it's no good. Okay? So now the Gemara says like this. Again, what does wanting mean, and what does not wanting mean? No one said, let's finish. Ratasa, if you're saying that she wanted means that she said ain yes, and that she didn't want it, she says no. 1 minute, which means if she kept quiet, have a kedushin, then it is a kedushin, right?
Well,
if you're saying the braises are like this, if it was the time he gave her the money, he said you mekudeshes to me with this money that I owe you. If she wanted, yes. If she didn't want, no. So if wanted means she says yes. Not wanted means she says no. Which means if she kept quiet, it would be good. It would be Mekudeshes, like any other Kedusha. So then why doesn't it say Mekudeshes Tam? Then it should say, 1 second, it should just say Mekudeshes. Because it's self-understood if she screamed no, and it's not. I don't need a braisa to tell me if a man gives a woman a ring, money, and says, "Ariat mukadeshusli," and she says no, of course she's not kedushined. I mean, that's simple brains, right? You can't do it against her will. Here it's speaking that if at the time he gave her the money, he says like this, he's about to give her the money, he says, "Here's $10 I owe you, ariat mukadeshusli with it." So the braisa says, she wanted yes, she didn't want no. So the Gemara says, what does it mean, wanting and not wanting? If wanting means she said yes, and not wanting means she said no, which means if she didn't say anything, it would be valid. So let the Braisa just say Mekudeshes. Because it's clearly understood that if she said no, it's not good Kedushin. That's a given. So when the Braisa would say if he gave it to her, it's Mekudeshes, that means whether she said yes or whether she was quiet, it's Kedushin. So Kihasim, just like in other cases, it says just Mekudeshes. So therefore, we can't say that's what it means. Therefore, we must say that Ratzitsa means she says in yes. Lei Ratzitsa, she doesn't want, means she's silent. And what does the Braisa say? Enu Mekadeshes. So what do you see from there?
Silence is, you don't accept.
Why isn't it a good Kedushin? We just learned in another Braisa that it is a good Kedushin. B'shas Matan Mois. If she was silent, it's good. So you must say there's a difference if they were talking about getting married or they're not talking about getting married. If they're talking about getting married and he gives her the money and she's quiet, then it's a good Kedushin.
I don't get it. How can you give her own money to her as a it's her money, he took it from her and gave it back to her. Doesn't have to.
He's not saying that he stole it. In that case, you're right.
But he's not.
If he stole the money from her, right? And they were talking about getting married. Yeah? And now he stole the money from her. The first case in the Gemara, right? He stole the money from her. They were talking, let's get married. Okay, so he grabs the stuff from her and gives it back to her in front of two witnesses, that mukadeshously. And she's quiet. What does that mean? She wanted the money for Kedushin. Does he still have to pay her the $10? Don't worry about that later. Meanwhile,
that's a different case.
Who's giving it back to her though? By the Kedushin?
No, but.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Huh? It's like his now, and he has to pay her back.
Let me ask you a question. If a man owes a woman money,
yeah.
A man owes a woman money, he owes $1,000. Yeah? He comes over to the woman. Or he gives her $100. Yeah, and he says, Areat Mukadeshasli. Is that Kedushin good?
Of course.
Maybe he's repaying the debt. No. Why not? Because he's saying, Areat Mukadeshasli, what's with the money I owe you? We'll negotiate later.
But here
what happened? No!
You're taking her money to buy something from her.
No, it depends which case you're talking about. I'm saying the second case.
Not
when he says, here's the money that I owe you, become Mekudeshes to me with it.
Oh, he says it like that.
That's what he says at the time of Matan Mois. So the Gemara says, Ratzasa, she wants. Lay Ratzasa, that the Gemara interprets to mean she was silent, it's no good.
But it's
but why should it be no good if in another Bryce it says that it is good if she's silent? So we must say, what's the difference to answer the contradiction? If it's talking about Shidduchim between them, then it's Mekudeshes. If they're not talking about Shidduchim, then it's not Mekudeshes. Why? Because if the man says, here's the money I owe you, and then he says it at Mekudeshesly, and she's silent, right? The Gemara says it's not a good Kedushin. You know why? Because she has a right to say, it's my money that you're paying me back.
Right, she just wants it
back. I'm not the one for Kedushin. You owe me the money, give me the money now.
Yeah, without condition.
Because he said this is the money I owe you. Mm-hmm. But right away he says, become Kedushin to me. Right? So if they're talking about Shidduchim, let's get married. So then the din is Mekudeshes. The Brice over here that says, if she's silent, it's not Mekudeshes. Is speaking because they're not talking about Shidduchim. The guy comes over to the woman in the street out of the clear blue. He says, you know something, I owe you $10. Here, I didn't have Mekudesh sleep with this $10. So if she's quiet, then it's not a good Kedushin.
As long as she doesn't want.
Right? If she says, yes, honey, 100%, then it's a good Kedushin. But if she's quiet, she has a right later to say, I just wanted my money back. I didn't do it. That you should do Kedushin to me.
She got quiet because that way she was able to get the money.
Get the money back.
She didn't intend to
get right. Therefore, if she was silent, it's not a good Kedushin. So if she says yes, the guy says to the woman, I owe you $10. Here's the $10 I got Mekudeshesly. And she says yes. Then it's a good Kedushin.
And she doesn't say anything? Then she just wanted her money back.
Right, so then it's no good. Why? I, in another Braisa, the exact din, by the Ganef, it says it is good. Why over there is it good, and over here it's not good?
Why should it be what's good?
That? So we must say, the difference in the cases are, here they're talking about getting married, so therefore it's good. Here they're not talking about getting married, so it's not good.
Even though they knew each other from before?
What?
I see what you're saying, I understand what you're saying, but there's one thing that just seems a little odd to me, just to me.
Only one? It's pretty good.
Yeah, just one at the moment. Basically, you know, okay, so you're talking about getting married, but he's still putting a condition on giving back what he has to pay her anyway.
But then he right away says, before he gives her the money, he says that Atma Kadeshusli.
So right, but he's saying, if I give you this, will you be Harei Adi?
No.
He's not putting a condition.
No, he says, here's the $10 I owe you. Harei Atma Kadeshusli. And she takes the money.
Oh, so he's not making a condition.
And they're talking about marriage, so then we assume that that's what she meant.
Okay. I thought he put a condition.
No.
But in both cases, whether he owes her the money or he stole the money, but he still has to pay her the money back additional.
That's a separate cheshem mishpat shaila. It's nothing to do with the kedushin.
No, because if it's her money, so he's not. It's hers. How could he acquire her with that money?
He's already admitting this is your money. I owe you. How could that?
I think the problem
whose money
doesn't have to be his money that he's giving.
If a guy borrows money from a woman, said he comes over to a woman. So do me a favor, lend me $10.
You can do anything he wants with it.
Gives her $10, right? Now he takes the $10 and gives it back to the woman, says it atma kadeshusli. Or another practical example.
This is not exactly
the woman has a ring. Mm-hmm. Okay? He says to her, can I no, it's a ring is gonna have to be matana manas lachzer. Even then would be good. But he says, lend me $10.
Or something valuable.
Whose money is that now? It's his money. It's not her money. It's his money. Now he gives it to back and says, I'm a Kadashusli. Does he still owe her $10 separately?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
But he's saying, this is the money I owe you.
No, he doesn't.
Right. That's
so what?
Because
he's
saying two things over here. He's saying, not only am I marrying you, I'm also paying you your money
that's
back.
Right.
I don't owe you
that's
anything
right
anymore. That's the mashmas over here.
So maybe you won't have to pay back the money in that case. Who cares? Okay. That's not the issue at hand. The issue at hand is it a good kedushin or not?
Uh-huh.
Is she taking it for kedushin, or is she taking it just to get her money back? Right? So, in the case of Rav Nachman, when the guy stole the silk or the pearls from her, and she said, give me back my money, you ganef, and he gives it back and says, if I give it back, you'll be mekudeshes, and she's quiet. So obviously, over there, unless she says yes, the Gemara Rav Nachman Paskin, is she not mekudeshes? Why? Because she just wants her money back.
If that's in a form of question, she has to answer yes or no anyway.
No, he says that I am mekudeshes. She doesn't have to. Silence
say,
is...
Do you agree?
You know what? If a guy comes over to a woman and says, as a question, it sings it as a question, she takes the money as quiet, it's kedushin. It's kedushin. She accepted it. So we're still in the Gemara. I mean, we learned it already outside. But, so the Gemara says, and therefore we must say, that ratzasa means she says, yes. Lay ratzasa the ishtik. Lay ratzasa means she was quiet. But yet it says, enim kodeshes. Right? So the question, my time, why? Because, yechela lemeima, she could say, in shakra v'didi shakra, I took the $10 because you owed to me, so it's mine. So it's, but he says, but in the braisa, my kitsha begazel b'chomez b'geneva, or in the case that he grabbed the seller from her hand and gave it back to her, we learned that it is mekudeshes. So one braisa says it's not, one braisa says it is. How do you answer the contradiction? El alav shmamina, so we must say, Rav Nachman explains, when do we say it's good kedushin? When they were talking about getting married. In the other case, speaking when they didn't talk about marriage. So then she has a right to say, I took it, but I took mine. I didn't take your money. This is basically, the Gemara is going through basically the concept of what is in the mind of the woman. And if she's not clearly saying yes or no, then the Chacham will decide what her mind is.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
In a case where they were not talking about marriage,
right,
and some guy comes along on the street and yanks something out of her hand. She doesn't know this guy at all. And she says, give me that, it's mine, right? And he says, well, if I give
it to you... That's the case here,
right? Right, right. And he says, give it to me. She says, give it to me, it's mine. Right. He says, if I give it to you, will you marry me? Maybe she's going to say yes, because she doesn't know this creep. She just wants it back, and that's it. Why should it even be a good marriage then?
Because words...
That's all it takes.
No, if she says yes, it's a good kedushin.
That's it. That's all it takes.
She's afraid that if she doesn't say
but yes... But if she says yes, it's a good kedushin.
That's extortion.
She could have said no.
And then she'll walk away with
him. So she'll call the cops and get her back. She can't. If he says to her, will you marry me? And she says yes, and he gives a kedushin in front of two eidim, I mean, she needs a get from the guy. She would need a get from the guy. She can't say, well, I didn't mean kedushin. But you said yes. You said yes, it's a yes.
Is there any other mashmos in this baraisa that's quoted that they were actually talking about? Or
no, but there's no. We must say that, otherwise the din doesn't make sense.
Is there marriage, but you know, it's under duress, under force? It's not acceptable. Could it be?
We'll see later cases later on in the Gemara that a woman later says, "I did it under duress," but it has to be b'shas ma'ase. It's not so simple.
What's b'shas ma'ase?
At the time of she's getting it.
That's why they don't drink, right? Before.
One of the reasons. No, the man's. One of the reasons why a chassan and a caliph fast on the day of the wedding. There's two reasons. Two major reasons. One is tshuva like Yom Kippur. The day, you know, Yom Kippur, their life. Second reason is because if he's drunk and she's drunk or both are drunk, they won't know what they're doing, so they're not accepting the kedusha normally. Which, by the way, has a halachic difference between them. There's a famous shaila in halacha: a chassid caliph fasts the day of the marriage, the day of the wedding. Yeah, what happens? The wedding's 12 o'clock noon. Yeah. Do they have to fast after the wedding or not?
No.
If the reason is because they shouldn't be drunk, but now they did the kedushin, it's over, now they can go eat. If the reason is the day is Yom Kippur, then the whole day is Yom Kippur.
So it's over then?
No, it's not. But their day, the day is Yom Kippur.
Is the day atonement for is over at noon?
No.
Nightfall.
The halacha is, they break the fast. What?
So they can't eat it. So they can't eat.
According to that opinion, they can't eat. I'm saying they accepted Allah is that they do eat.
So under duress, she has to say right away at the moment.
Yeah.
Under duress.
Yes. Okay. Gemara says knowledge is kinoch nafshe the Ravasi. When Ravasi passed away, so he wanted to gather, you know, different dinim that people heard from Ravasi. Like today, they gather stories. In those days, they wanted to, you know, because it's all oral, so they wanted to know. So. So the rabbis went up, the chum went up to the yeshiva to gather, you know, dinim that Rav Asi said. So they said, whoever knows dinim that Rav Asi said, come on, shoot it out. A certain rabbi, Rav Yaakov was his name, said like this, Hachi Amar Rav Asi, this is the din Rav Asi said. Amar Abmani, Kshem Sheini Ishan Niknas B'pachim Shava Prutam, just like a woman cannot have kedushin less than a pruta, a karkark and kark and niknas b'shapach m'shava pruta. We learned before, land you can also acquire with money, right? So the Gemara said, Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Mani, that just like a woman is not valid kedushin less than a pruta, you can't buy land for less than a pruta. In other words, a deal is not a deal, which means, what's the practical aspect of this? If I sell you land, and the kinyan is going to be money, and you give me a pruta, the deal is done, nobody can change their mind. Not the buyer, not the seller. Because once the kinyan was done, it's too late. What happens though if he gave him less than a pruta? So Rav Asi says, it's not a good kinyan. So therefore the land wasn't bought, so both could change their mind. Obviously, if they both want to continue with the deal, they give money, they continue. But the din is, it's not kaina, meaning if you want to change your mind, you can change your mind.
How about the down payment?
No. Because if the down payment is the kinyan,
that's at least approved.
That's what he says.
Okay.
So the Gemara says, so the rabbi said to the Rav Yaakov, how could Rav Asi say such a din? We learned in the Braise the opposite. But Tanya, we learned clearly in the Braise, even though a lady cannot be acquired less than a pruta. But you could acquire land less than a pruta. So the question is, Rav Asi's mom is saying the opposite of a braisa. The braisa says, even though a woman is not nikness less than a shava pruta, karka could. And Rav Asi is saying, karka can't. Amelos Rav Yaakov said, no, it's two different dinim. Kitanya he, that braisa that says you could acquire land less than a pruta, is speaking by chalipin.
What's
Kalinyan of exchange. I'll explain in a second. The Tanya, because it says in the Braisa, Kainan Bekeli, you can acquire something with a Keli, with about Chalipin, even though the Keli doesn't have a Shavapruta. Meaning like this. What we learned this in before, if you Kedusha with Chalipin or not, Ravun over there before in the Gemara. Bottom line is like this. When you want to buy land, when you want to buy something with money, less than a pruta is not money. It's not money. But to the king of Chalipin means an exchange. You give him something, and therefore you get the land back. You're not acquiring the land with money. You're acquiring it with an, just like shtar, right? You can acquire land with shtar. You write in the document, this land is yours. So it says, even though the shtar is not a pruta, it's junk paper, it's not even worth a pruta, it's a good kinyan, because you're not doing it with money. Money needs a pruta. Even the Mishnah by Kedushin, we learned she could be kind of woman, Kesef Shtar Ubiya. Right? What Shtar? He writes on a piece of paper, Hareyat Mukadeshasli, right? And he gives it to her. So the Gemara said before, the Mishnah said, even though it's not a Shavah Pruta, it's still a good Kedushin. Because you're not acquiring the woman with money. If the king is going to be with money, less than a pruta is not money. So if you give a woman less than a pruta, it's not a kedushin. You want to buy land, to acquire land with money, money needs a pruta. This braisa that says, that's what Rav Asi said, just like a woman cannot be acquired less than a pruta, you cannot acquire land less than a pruta if the kinyan is money. But the braisa that says you could do kinyan even though it does not a shavah pruta, let's speak about a thin, thin type of a kinyan. It's a kinyan of chalipin. Kinyan chalipin could be good, even though there's no pruta in it.
And okay, this is even though you could just say it's a gift, and then you don't.
No, if I say to you, I'm giving you land as a gift,
then you don't.
It's worthless.
It's worthless.
How are you acquiring it?
If you can't give a land as a gift.
Yeah, if you do a kinyan.
Yeah, it's stuff.
In the shtar, but you don't need any money, obviously.
Yeah, but you need a kinyan. The kinyan has to be shtar or chazaka or kesef
or
chalipin.
Walking around.
Yeah, do a kinyan, do something in the field. But if I say to you, I'm giving you a present, I could change my mind. You could change your mind because you didn't get it. If I say I'm going to sell you something, right? I didn't, there's no kinyan. So call me a liar, call me a not nice guy, call me whatever you want. Or somebody says, don't call me late for dinner. But the bottom line is, there's no kinyan here.
You know, he said once, but the Chacham said, you should still go ahead.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Why is it not a mensch?
No, that the Mishnah Bar Mitzi of Mishapara is speaking when you paid money, but money is not a kinyan, a metaltalin.
Right.
Okay, yeah. But the Gemara, the Mishnah in Baba Metzia, and it's brought on in Shulchan Aruch also, if I want to sell you a Gemara, metautalin is not kind of with money.
What's
metautalin? Tangible items, movable items. Yeah? Land you can acquire with money. If I say, I'll sell you the Gemara for $10. You give me the $10. You did not acquire the Gemara yet. If you took the Gemara and you picked it up, you did it Agbar, Mashiach, if it's an animal or something, then you acquired it. So the Gemara says, what happens if I say to you, I'm going to sell you the Gemara for $10, and you give me the $10, and then I say, forget it, I changed my mind. So the Gemara says, you have a right to change your mind, but you get a curse. Misha parim, midar ha-mabu, midar ha-floga, you part of Misha ena emet b'diburei. The same God that punished the Mabul and those people should punish the guy that doesn't stick to his words. But the Mishnah says it's only if you paid money. If I say to you, I'm going to give you the Gemara, or sell you the Gemara, and nothing transpired, technically I could change my mind without Mishapara. Mm-hmm. Mishapara, you paid, but money is not a Kenyan, so I could change my mind, but I get cursed.
What if you pay by work? Like Yaakov Avinu.
That's money.
So his father-in-law said, whatever, you're going to be my partner, you're going to be paid, or whatever.
That was to get the wives.
The wives.
The women are kind of bekesef.
No, but he also worked for work, for money, after he acquired the second wife.
Yeah, but the question, what is a Kenyan? And you can't learn from before Matan Torah anyway. But
if somebody says, you work for me and I'll give you a partnership, or I'll give you something.
No, then you have to pay a worker. That's not a Kenyan.
And that's the person's payment.
Yeah, but that's a monetary condition. If you make a condition, then make a condition.
So that's it. You don't need a shtar for that. You don't need Mashiach. You don't need Hekbar. You don't need any of that.
You do need a Kenyan. Because it's only money. Money is not Kena.
So what would be the Kenyan?
So then it would be like Mishapara.
You need a Kenyan, a shtar. Or Adim or Chui, whatever, to make that person the partner, whatever he's getting.
If you see the guy paid back the money, he still cursed? He changes his mind. The guy didn't pick up the book. He gives the money back.
Yeah, but if the buyer wants it, if both agree it's off, it's off.
Yeah.
But if the buyer says they still want it, so technically the seller doesn't have to give it to him. Because he never acquired it. But then the Gemara says you're cursed.
Even if you give the money back.
Right.
And if the buyer changes his mind?
You have to give the money back.
Then it's fine.
Well, I thought if you keep it, you're cursed.
No.
Oh.
That's stealing.
No, but then you're not cursed.
No. But let's say he didn't pick up the Gemara, but he didn't get paid the money. But you said, I'm going to sell you the Gemara. Don't you have an email?
That's another inyan, but you don't get cursed of Mishapada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we still have to do it. Keep it working.
In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you think something, David Emes Bulvavai, you should do it also.
Yeah.
But you don't get cursed, I mean. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Hadi Yasif Ka'amir, then they get, they're still looking for Dinam of Ravasi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Hadi Amir Rav Shmuel, Rav Yudah Amir Shmuel, Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel, anybody that doesn't know the laws and expertise in the laws of Gittin and Kedushin, which simply over here means he cannot be a judge in such a case. This is what the way some Mefarshim learn. But the other Mefarshim learn that it means literally what it says. It sounds like this. If you're not an expert in Gittin and Kedushin, you cannot be a judge in the case. Because there's such intricate dinim. Is it a Kedushin? Is it not a Kedushin? Is it a... You can't be a Rav in this case, because you don't know the ins and outs of all the laws. In today's world, by the way, it says in Halacha, this applies, if you don't know the laws, you can't be Mesad Kedushin. Or a Get, if you don't know the laws. If you're not expert in the laws of Kedushin and Gittin, you're not allowed to have any dealings with them. So that's what Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel. So Amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, so Rabbi Yasi, we look again, Dinam of Ravasi, right? So Ravasi is the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Not only are these people, they should not have any business, caution, La'ilam Yosi Midera Mabul. These people are even worse than the people of the Mabul. Meaning, if you get involved in Kedushin and Gittin, and you don't know that you're not an expert in the laws, you're even worse than the people of the Mabul. Why? Shenamar, it says like this, because it says in the pasuk, all of a chachish v'ratzeach v'ganiv v'nar paratzim. It says swearing falsely, killing, stealing, and adultery have broken all bounds. These avodas break all bounds. The damim b'damim nogo, and blood have met. That's what the pasuk says. So Gemara asks, my mashma, what does it mean? I mean, like, what does the pasuk mean with these statements? So it says, like Rav Yosef learned, it means like this. Melin b'nei min sheikh avereyan, they get children from their friends' wives. Chayvin al chayvin meisifin, they had sin upon sin. I mean, why? Because it says, al kein tavel ha'aretz, on the count of sin, the land will be destroyed for lo koyeshiba, and all the people that live in it will become displaced. together with the beast of the field and the birds of the sky, meaning that they have no set home. Even the fish will die. Okay, so it says by these people that don't know what they're doing, and they're going to make kedushin and get mistakes and create mamzedim. It says the people are going to die and the fish are going to die. Everybody's going to die. By the mabul, the fish didn't die. The fish never died. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Mikol ha-shebachorov meisu." The pasuk says in Noach, everything on dry land got destroyed, but not the fish. And but over here, by adultery and these types of sins, afilu dogim shebayam, even the fish die.
Over there was only stealing,
right? Well, they committed all the sins, adultery, everything. But the bottom line is, a person that doesn't know what they're doing, and they make rulings about gittin and kedushin and all that, they cause such a tragedy in the world that even the fish die.
Chain reaction.
Which is even worse than the Dara Mabul, because over there the fish didn't die.
Wow.
So you see, it's even worse. So the Gemara says, maybe though, that pasuk about the fish dying and everything, the Ovid Lukula, when he does all the Avedis, what does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, they swear falsely, they kill, they steal, and adultery. Maybe that's when the fish will die. How do we know only for adultery the fish are going to die? So Gemara says that Yisalka died. It doesn't make sense to say that, because it says in the pasuk, "Kimipnei ola avla aretz," because of swearing falsely, the earth was destroyed. Which means, just by doing one of the sins that the pasuk mentions, you also get it. The ema ola luchud v'hanach luchudai. So maybe swearing falsely is so bad that the fish die, and maybe not the other Avedis. So the Gemara says, it doesn't say uparatsu, with the vav, it says paratsuksiv, meaning without the vav. Therefore, paratsu means, and any of the things that the pasuk mentioned, even the fish are going to die.
How does the lack of vav make such a difference?
Lack of what?
The vav would separate it. Here it doesn't. So it says even each one of them. No, the Gemara says like this. No, because the paratsu refers to the last sin mentioned, which is adultery. If it's an uparatsu, mean all of them. Paratsu means only the last thing mentioned, and that happens to be the sin of arayis.
Avasi was a tana or an
Avasi was an amera.
So how could he?
He's after Shmuel.
How could he argue on that? On that, was he arguing? Are we bringing him?
He's not arguing.
And the Bereis that we called
it? No. Shmuel said it then, if you don't know Gitt and Kedushin, don't deal with them.
Yeah.
All Rav Asi added to it, that if you do, you're worse than the Dara Mabul. It's not arguing. Just explain.
If you do when you're
right.
Not
when you're not, when you're not supposed to.
So who's not supposed to? Someone has this...
Somebody who's not expertise in Gitt and no. In Gitt and Kedushin. It's a special expertise.
So it's not enough to say, okay, here are two kosher people. I have two kosher edim, and I have a ksuba. I'm just going to read this. I'm going to go through the motions. Who's at a wedding?
Yeah,
someone
who
has asked me. I mean,
stuck in a jungle.
No. It's not stuck in here in Los Angeles. I'm just asking you.
Yeah, you can make a big mess out of it. The bigger problem is by gittin.
No, this was a.
I understand it. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. He shouldn't be doing it. I can tell you a lot of cases. People don't know what they're doing and they're still doing it, and it's not wrong.
Even though Bechitzenis is going through the emotions that the Rav would go.
But, yeah, if there's no complications, you don't need an expert. You need an expert when the complications come up. The problem is, if you're not an expert, you don't even know there are complications. Right?
Yeah.
I'll give you a simple example. A guy called me today, true story, a guy called me today. He has a couple in his community. She was married conservative. Had a conservative get. Okay? She's already living with the guy, but she wants to marry a guy who was also married before, but never got a get.
Oh boy.
Okay, from his wife. So the couple said to him, do me a favor and help my husband that I want to marry. Help him get a get from his first wife.
Give a gift.
To give a gift to third. Who does? But the wife doesn't want to accept it. That the other way. So he said to him, "But what's with the woman? What's with the woman?" He said, "Well, if she had a conservative wedding and a conservative get, so it's probably not a wedding anyway.
Cancel each other.
Cancel each other out.
But if they live together..."
I said, "That's not valid, though. That's not true. She would still, l'chatchila, need a get from the guy that she was married conservative to. They live together as husband and wife.
What is l'chatchila mean?
To begin with. In other words, after the fact is one thing, but you can't do a wedding without her getting a get. You said, so the guy might not know that. And you think, well, conservative, conservative, cancel each other out, equals, 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 like a math, you know, X, Y, Z equals Y, Y equals X, and then Shalom HaYisrael.
Maybe there were two ways in there.
Maybe this woman is a real Ashishish. Maybe she was. And then he would marry her to the second guy.
Who's still married to someone else.
Who's still married to somebody else.
It's the second wife.
So this is a complication. That the guy maybe was not even aware that it's a complication. Correct? But just because you're not aware of a complication doesn't mean it's not complicated. Yeah, if you have a guy, fills out a ksuba, that's also if he does it right, but that's a separate issue. And this man and woman, both Jewish, never married, no problems, and there's two kosher witnesses, and there's a ring, it belongs to him, and it's worth a peruta, and the guy gives it a ring and says that I'm a kadesh. Yeah, it's a very simple case of kedushin. First of all, did you check into the past history? There's so many issues to know what's and what's not. Mm-hmm. And that's the Gemara says. If you're not, especially Gittin. Okay? There's a lot of very, very complicated cases that you need to know about Gittin and Kedushin, when they're valid, when they're invalid.
The fact that the woman doesn't want to accept the get, as I was, I thought that...
Doesn't he control the situation?
I thought he would just throw it at her.
Yeah, but today you can't get it away. Years ago, you could thank the guy Rabbeinu Gershom. The same guy that said you can't marry two wives, he also said you can't divorce the wife against her will.
A thousand years is up now, right?
It's continuing, trust me. You know, you can't. Years ago, in the time of the Gemara, a guy was able to take the get throw to his wife, and it's done. She didn't have to know about it. Took a get, wrote a get, went to the sefer, wrote a get, goes to the wife, walks into her house, throws it on the floor in the house or on the table or whatever. She's divorced. Or he says to her, "Here, I have a present for you." Yeah, she thinks it's the deed to the new car, and he gives it to her and says, "Get." She's divorced.
In that case, if you give a second get, it would not be retroactive, right?
No.
So what happens during the time between the first and the second get that they live together, and if they had children?
So there's l'chatchila, there's b'diavad, there's aser her, doesn't it aser her? No, because the question over here is the worst question. If they're already living together, right? If a married woman lives with a guy, she can't marry him. Right? So now the shaila is, can she marry this new guy? Because she lived with him before she got a get. So if it's only b'diavad you need a get, I mean, l'chatchila you need a get, b'diavad not, so then you could be meikel.
Well, that's another complication there.
Sure, it's a big complication.
Before.
Can have a case, this is, by the way, with Bali Chuvah, it's not uncommon. They have a couple that's married, okay, and the wife never got a proper kosher get from the first husband. But the wedding was conservative, a reform. So many times, people that are experts in Kedushim will pask, or Gittin will paskin, l'chatchila she needs a get, to take away the Eish HaSish aspect. But they can stay married. Because the first wedding wasn't really a 100% proper wedding, so that far they'll go to be meikel. But l'chatchila they would need a get.
I was at a wedding.
Okay, one second.